Do you remember that part in Lost where, like, they meet the others and that one guy goes, light them up! And, like, all the torches get lit and they see, like, how many others are there?
I don't remember that scene. I think I blocked out most of that show.
I didn't watch Lost. Should I go back and do that?
I think it would actually be better now that it's all on Netflix and you can just watch it, like, without waiting, like, a fucking year between seasons.
Maybe. Yeah, because I caught up on, like, the third season, between second and third, something like that. And then I watched the rest, like, in real time, and I was pissed off at the payoff. I think we've discussed this on the show. Like, I don't want to rehash the hatred of Lost, but yeah, I think
for a newcomer, it'd be better now, because you can just watch it all in one go, and you don't feel, like, that sense of disappointment when you wait, like, a year for, like, this big plot twist, and then they're like, well, that's the fucking reason.
If I waited for a year and
okay.
that twat was big, I'd be pretty disappointed. You're right.
All right, Lauren, I want you to watch the show and tell us what you think of it as somebody watching it for the first time. Like,
oh God.
After the fact.
There's a lot to like about it. I mean, it's a fun journey.
The first two or three seasons were fucking phenomenal.
Okay, so how long do I have to watch this show? Are they 24-episode seasons?
The first three are. Then the last three are like 12 episodes.
I need like 3 years to get through this, you guys. It's not going to happen.
I mean, to be fair, the first couple of seasons are so good, you'll probably like end up watching them in a weekend or something.
Yeah, because each one ends with like some kind of like, oh shit, I got to see what happens next.
Do you know I started reading again? And it's been wonderful.
What?
Yeah, I started reading.
What the fuck is reading?
I've been reading instead
Says
of
the
like...
English major.
Exactly. I've been reading a book instead of watching shows, and I just bought a new book at the used bookstore today.
What did you get?
Hold on, I don't remember the name. I think it's called Mirror Mirror or something like that.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's right over here.
The Donald Trump autobiography.
The Art of the Deal.
It's called...
How to Grab Pussies.
The Magic Mirror, concerning a lonely princess, a foundling girl, a scheming king, and a pickpocket squirrel. And I think I only bought it because I was drunk.
That book sounds drunk.
Instead of your own reflection, this mirror shows your true heart, your deepest desire, and it will change the life of anyone who looks into it. So I'll read the first chapter and I'll let you guys know what I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Mouthy Broadcast Book Club.
It says, Maggie is a little girl of no account. The good folk of Lesser Dorset all look away, for she's a foundling cursed with a crutch.
Cursed with a crutch?
Yeah. She got grabbed by it.
She got grabbed by the pussy.
No, but she's walking with a crutch, so she's a lot like me.
Oh, I see. You relate to this book. That's what it is. All right, enough about these books. Enough about books. That's for nerds.
We didn't even do an intro yet.
Yeah, we're about to do that right now. Mouthy Broadcast doesn't read books.
Oh. Mouthy Broadcast does not endorse reading.
No.
Or knowledge of any kind.
So please check out our blogs.
That's not real reading.
It's just pictures and Wawa.
Exactly. Oh, guys, I never finished my pumpkin spice blog.
Next year, or should we
Maybe I should
put it
just
out
go ahead
November?
And do it. Is it still pumpkin spice season?
I think it's pumpkin spice through November. Because
can I go out and
pumpkin
like, hunt
pie
pumpkin
on Thanksgiving?
Spice.
So
do it.
Okay. All right. I mean, I whatever.
We'll do better next year if we all try all the pumpkin spice.
And it's something we could always just like update it like as we try new things too.
Yes.
And that way there's no pressure. It's not like the Wawa thing where it's like you have 2 weeks. Eat all the fucking sandwiches. Go.
We're definitely gonna get a big jump on that though next year for the Hoagie Fest.
Yeah.
We'll start out early on that.
I gotta start working on my Mouthy Broadcast associate recipes.
That too. So
we can do our own sandwiches.
I always like clench up when I'm at the Wawa kiosk.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah, like I get so much like anxiety. It's like I literally clench my asshole shut when I'm trying to order a non, like off the menu, so to speak.
Oh, like when you have to create Wawa something. Kiosk.
Yeah, like, no, I wanted this on it, and it doesn't let you put it on there. Like, it only lets you put on spinach if it's a veggie sub.
Yes.
You know, and it only lets you put on, you know, chicken if you take a chicken sub. So it's like, how do I, you know, it just makes me very mad, and then I have to keep going back to the beginning, and then feel like there are people waiting behind me, and then I'm just, like, screaming internally, but clenching my asshole really tight and getting just more and more upset.
Put a piece of coal in there next time, and then you come out with
and
a
I'll
diamond.
I'll get a diamond to be like Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
I get frustrated and, like, anxiety whenever I go to get a specific thing at Wawa. Like, if I go to get the steak burrito and they're all out of beef that day, and then
what? How do, like, you run out of beef?
Yeah, and then, like, even my second choice thing is not on the menu, and I'm like, what? I don't, like, I forget how to food, and I just
unacceptable. And Jenny's all lemon grab.
Yes, and then I end up ordering that fucking roasted chicken sandwich, which is garbage. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, that roasted chicken sandwich is garbage.
It's okay if you get it on the hoagie, but not the little round.
Okay.
And it was the worst sandwich I've ever had from Wawa. No, it wasn't. The worst I think I've ever had was the roast beef on a pretzel bun.
What about the high five chicken?
Got me there. I've blocked that one out of my memory. That was bad.
We still didn't introduce ourselves.
Ah, fuck it. They know who we are.
That's Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
Yeah.
Jenny, are you drinking a White Russian?
Kind of. I used coffee vodka and added Tuaca instead of Kahlua.
Ooh.
So it's pretty good. Like, I didn't make it quite strong enough, but I was like, I don't want to get
Tuaca's
wasted.
Good,
show.
Though. Tuaca's a hazelnut one, right? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. Nice. It's good.
Delicious.
So, what are we talking about today, guys? I don't fucking know.
I forget. Oh,
I know what it was. Like, we never talked about the food challenge. We never, like, wrapped that up because that ended right about the time that we started taking some weeks off. And, like, you guys, I gotta pat myself on the back. I fucking mastered that food challenge.
Jenny was master of her domain.
You made that your bitch.
She sure did.
Like, what was it? I ended up eating six biscuits
six
in a
biscuits
day.
In one day to
Jesus
beat out
Christ.
All the others.
Which, I could eat six biscuits on any other normal day. Like, no problem.
But
like,
this was after eating biscuits for 5 weeks straight.
Yes.
Multiple biscuits a day, starting with one biscuit a day on week one, two biscuits a day week two, three biscuits a day week three, four biscuits a day week four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week five, you had five that first day.
We had to ramp it up because it was just going on too long.
Right.
We were
so
like,
there was five
it.
The first day, and then there were six servings the second day. You were the only one to get six servings that second day.
Yep.
I'm so glad I sat this out.
It was so stupid. Like, I was, oh my God. I didn't think that I could make it, but, you know, I persevered, and I'm strong.
I'm really happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish, but the real MVP here is the hot dog guy.
Hot dog guy.
That,
yeah.
You know, that's... So the winner... We're going to have to put the song in here. I'm going to have to get the recording of it from Jeff and have his permission to put it in the show notes.
He made that song for me. I'm putting it in there.
Well, yeah, he did write it for you, but then he ended it and switched gears midway through and wrote it as an ode to hot dog guy.
I gotta give that guy mad props, because I mean, lasting as long as he did on hot dogs, like, damn.
Because he wasn't trying to do any hot kind of tricks or anything. He wasn't like, you know, I cut up a hot dog and put it in some mac and cheese. I didn't like make anything fancy out of it. He was just fucking going to Sonic and eating hot dogs, or going to 7-Eleven eating hot dogs.
Yeah. The only, like, my only regret, or my only, the only thing that I wished he had done that he didn't do was he didn't have a blog listing his favorite hot dogs for us. He didn't, like, write a review.
Did he do the Burger King ones?
He did. He said they were okay. They weren't great. Yeah.
I don't believe him. I mean, I even kind of like made a couple of fancy biscuits in there. Like I made some blueberry scones, made the pineapple, the shortcakes, mm-hmm. which were fucking amazing.
Delicious.
But, yeah. And I'm still eating that cake that you made me for my birthday.
The winner, as deemed by the contest rules, received a cake and a ukulele song. But the ukulele song was really only like half about you. But I think it was still good.
I don't even think it was that much because he talked about like everybody. But I didn't care because it was amazing. I'm definitely putting that song on for the break. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I did kind of feel bad about the technicality of the protein shake guy losing because of the hurricane. But
yeah.
Here's the thing is that he didn't even have like half of his servings by the time that he ended up getting trapped because of the water rising and all the shit. Like, he should have had like at least two servings at that point, you know? So I kind of feel like that's something easy. He could have just taken like a packet of that shit with him. Wherever he was, he could have mixed it in some water or something and had it ready to go. Like, it's not like I could just be at somebody else's house. Like, Lauren, if I came to your house to visit, I wouldn't just be like, oh, I got to make some biscuits real quick. You better have all the shit to make it.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. So, yeah, I did feel bad, too, because it was such a bad storm, and he did say that he was caught outside in it. We tried to be as democratic as possible with our challenge rules, let everybody have a say in whether someone was allowed back in or not. And for one of the fan favorites, Clementine guy, who, when he would post his daily pictures, used to draw little faces on the pictures, make the Clementines look alive. He skipped one day, and we're like, okay, we will let you back in, but here's the deal. You have to eat 12 servings in one day to get back in. He couldn't do it the next day because he had a stomach virus. So we're like, okay, then you're out.
You're
anyway.
Out.
That's fine.
Out. But that was known as the Jason Challenge.
Yes, the Jason Challenge because it was our friend Jason who proposed the idea. Also part of the Jason Challenge, he decided to take his own challenge and eat his own food, 12 servings in one day. He had been kicked out at like day
second week or something.
Like second
right?
week, yeah, early on he had been kicked out.
And what was his, was eggs?
Yes, his food was eggs. So, and at the time when he determined to do this challenge, he didn't have any eggs in his house. So he went to McDonald's and ordered 12 breakfast sandwiches.
Jesus Christ.
I mean.
And he starts eating them on camera and then he goes, wait, I'm not going to be able to eat the whole sandwiches. So he just starts taking the egg off the sandwiches and like putting the whole egg like the whole
and then
egg
they,
patty. Or the
they
whole
only gave him
egg.
10 at McDonald's. They ripped him off by two sandwiches.
They shorted him too, so then he had to go home. He did have two eggs at home that he could fry up and eat.
You know, I commend him for his bravery and colon
strength. But then even
strength.
He, who completed the 12 servings in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
He didn't keep doing it. He didn't do it the next day. He was like, nah, I'm good. I just wanted to make sure I could do 12 in a day. You guys keep going.
But here's the crazy thing to me is that, number one, he paid like $50 for McDonald's sandwiches for all these sandwiches and threw half of it away. And number two, eggs, you know, doing 12 eggs are literally sold in a 12-pack. Like, all he had to do is go to the store and cook all the fucking eggs. And there's his 12 servings right there. And it would cost him like
$1.99. He did a couple like raw eggs and smoothies.
We just have to eat them raw.
He didn't, but he wanted to try it.
Was he Rocky Balboa?
He was trying to be Rocky, yeah.
And then Jeff also did the, you know, the 12.
That's right.
The Jason Challenge. I forgot what the name of it was.
The Jason Challenge. And Jeff's food was tuna. So he had 12 servings of tuna in the form of sushi. Again, it was like only an hour.
And, you know, I was actually kind of glad when he got out the first time because I was really tired of seeing those nasty-ass tuna pictures that he was posting.
Jeff would take a can of tuna and just dump it over, like, steamed cauliflower.
Oh.
It was the most bland fucking picture. Like, it almost put me off food for the entire day. I was like, is this your psychological warfare to keep us out
that,
by
that
making us all
like,
sick?
elementary school when, like, we'd be in the cafeteria and all of a sudden, like, you'd smell fucking canned tuna. It's like, okay, who the fuck had a tuna sandwich? Because this place fucking smells now.
Did you ever have somebody in school that would just open a can of tuna and just eat it at lunch?
Oh, God.
Only in those little, like, the tuna snacker things that I've seen,
like,
but never.
I totally saw people just open a can of tuna and just eat it right out of the can.
When we were kids, too, they didn't really have, like, pop-top tuna. It was, you had to have, like, a can opener at school with you.
Like, I was sitting there thinking, like, do your parents hate you or something? Like, why did they give you a tuna sandwich?
Well, I love tuna sandwiches. If I got a tuna sandwich at lunch, I was like, yes! Score!
I was the guy who was moving to a different table because your sandwich smelled bad.
All right, you know what? Let's take a quick break, because I think I need a tuna sandwich. On biscuit.
Mercury, yay!
Mm-mm.
Vagina sandwich.
Yeah. Ooh.
Rage quit Wawa.
So I needed to get cash, right? And I also needed breakfast for my son. So I made him come with me. This was the day I was leaving to go to Jenny's house. I made him come with me. And he's like, Mom, I don't want to come. And he's supposed to get picked up to go to his friend's house. But I needed cash to give to him to go to his friend's house because he was staying overnight there while I was out of town. So I make him come to Wawa with me. I tell him to go pick out his breakfast. I pick out my breakfast. I go to the ATM and the ATM is out of order. But I think, that's okay. I'll just get cash back at the register. Get in line, ask for cash back. And the kid behind the counter is like, I'm sorry, ma'am, we don't do cash back. And I was like,
the fuck do you think this is, 7-Eleven?
Cash back? Well, I need to leave. I'm not paying for any of this food. Because I needed cash.
Did you knock shit down your way out the door too?
I should have. Like, I wanted to flip that counter into that kid. Like, I am done. So we leave Wawa.
Now let me ask you, have you ever gotten cash back from Wawa? And
no, I always go to the ATM.
Okay.
I've never tried to get cash back, and I think you were the one who said to me, yeah, Wawa has free ATMs, charge free ATMs, so they don't do cash back at the register.
They do?
Mm-hmm. In Virginia, they do.
Oh.
I don't know.
Like,
if
your bank
everywhere.
Might still charge you, but Wawa will not charge
you. Yeah, Wawa doesn't charge you. Yeah. So, the thing is that the Wawa I have gone to is only a mile from my house. But I never go to this Wawa because it's a mile in the opposite direction of anywhere I need to be ever.
Right.
Okay. So it's a mile away, further away than I should be from any bank. Right. Plus, the kid still needs breakfast. So I drive another mile further to go to 7-Eleven for him to get breakfast and for me to use the ATM. I don't know if you guys have seen these Citibank ATMs at 7-Eleven lately.
Mm-mm.
But they look like what we thought the future would look like in 1972.
Like there's holograms and...
It's like a big giant robot box with like buttons everywhere and like this full on keyboard and like you expect it to like sprout arms and legs like a transformer and be like, you know, like, why are you opening the door, Lauren? No, like that's what I expect out of the
ATM. Please take your cash.
And the way that, well, the way that it's worded, it made me do two, the first time, like, you put in your card, and it says, like, do you want a printed receipt with your transaction? And I'm like, of course I do. Yeah. So I hit yes.
Mm-hmm.
It prints out my balance, and then says goodbye.
Bitch.
Yeah. Like, it counted that as a transaction. I was like, what the fuck? It swipe my card again, and it's like, are you sure you want another transaction? Because it recognizes that I've just been there. And I'm like, yes, I do. Give me another transaction. So finally, I get the right amount of cash I need. You know, I go pay for my stuff. We leave. We're in the car, and I've gotten the cash that my son needs for his weekend away. And his friend is at our house there to pick him up and calls him. I'm only 3 miles from home, so I'm close. Mm-hmm. But his friend calls him, and my son's all upset, you know, because he's like, where are you, Chris? And he's like, I'm at the goddamn 7-Eleven. My mom made me come with her. I don't know when we're going to be back.
The typical teenage overreaction right. Bullshit.
I'm like, please give me the phone. Like,
right. Let an adult fucking speak. Christ's sake.
So I take the phone from him, and I speak to his friend, and I say, are you able to wait there for 5 minutes until we get there, or do I just have to drop Chris off at your house? And he's like, I don't know, let you talk to my mom.
Jesus. Again, put a fucking adult on the phone.
So then two adults are able to speak to each other. And at that point, we're 5 minutes away from the house. She's like, it's no problem. Well, wait, that's fine. I get there and drop him off. And then I just realize how stupid I was to have left that better food at Wawa.
Okay, I just want to point out the irony of this situation also is that you went to 7-Eleven and got cash out of the ATM. When 7-Eleven does let you get cash back from your transaction, and you could have done the thing that you were trying to do at Wawa.
But I wanted to get, like, $200, and I don't think they were going to do that.
No, they only let you get, like, 20. Yeah. But Wawa wouldn't have let you do that either.
Well, but if they had given me at least 20, I could have given that to my kid for the weekend.
7-Eleven will let you do, like, 20.
Right, but I figured since I was getting cash anyway, I was taking cash with me for the
right.
road. So
right. I mean, that makes sense, too. And, like, yeah. Every time I have to actually pay for an ATM, I, like, will take out so much money. If I have to pay for it, I'm like, I'm going to take out enough that it, I feel like it's worth it. I'm not going to pay like $3 and then take out $20.
Right.
You know, like I'm going to take out like $100, $150 at least just to, you know, like lower the percentage of what I just paid as a fee.
Right. Well, like when I saw that the ATM was closed at Wawa, I was like, oh, damn, I'll just get cash back from the register for you. And then we get up to the cashier in the line and I was like, do you have a limit on cash back? And he was like, we don't do cash back at all. I'm just like, no!
So they have your picture up on this Wawa, like, in the back.
I don't go back to that Wawa. It's okay.
You shouldn't.
Never again.
And whoever's monitoring the security camera at the ATM is having a laugh at you getting mad at the ATM machine.
They've probably seen worse. I've seen some crazy shit at Wawa.
No, the 7-Eleven ATM.
Oh, that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen crazy shit at 7-Eleven, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it's usually worse at 7-Eleven. Like, I don't know, maybe just because 7-Eleven's the place that I always go in the middle of the night when I need milk or something and I don't feel like going to the 24-hour Walmart or grocery store. And, like, all the weirdos are at 7-Eleven, including me.
I was just on a jury trial, you guys. I served on a jury this week.
Oh, did you? Can you talk about it? Was it a murder?
Yeah, it's over, so I'm allowed to talk about it. It was a robbery case for a guy who had robbed a 7-Eleven, okay? Here's what happened. The guy the guy had been going in and out of 7-Eleven all day to buy, like, 20-ounce cans of beer one at a time. And he was staying in a hotel right behind the 7-Eleven. So he'd been going back and forth, like, four or five times, okay?
You got to work off the calories.
Yeah.
You know?
So the last time he comes in there... Oh, and they said he bought like a bottle of wine at one point, too.
Fancy.
So the last time he comes in there, he's like swaying all over the 7-Eleven.
Jesus.
Goes and gets this beer, brings it to the counter, and the clerk is like, I can't sell this to you. You're too drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts his money on the counter and is like, I want to buy it, though. And she's like, no, I'm not going to sell this to you. So he grabs it and runs out of the store. And she chased after him.
This needed a trial by jury? Like,
I know, right? She chased after him, okay? He's trying to hang on to it and hits her, trying to keep her away from him. She kicked him in the crotch. He dropped the beer, kept running, and then she went back inside and called the police like she should have done in the first place. And the charge was robbery because there was force from when he hit her.
Right.
Trying to keep her from getting
And there was assault charges or anything for that?
No assault, but that's the thing. Like, my thing was, you know, when we were finally back in deliberation, like, you're with the jury all day and you're not supposed to talk about the case. Like, you can talk, but you can't talk about the case. But so much is just waiting and sitting there. Like, we spent an hour alone in silence, not allowed to talk about the case with each other. And, like, the whole time, all I can think is, like, man, why is this guy being charged for robbery? And the prosecution spent the whole time trying to prove the force involved with the robbery. The defense just spent the whole time arguing, saying there was no force involved. This is just simple petty theft.
He left the money, so it's not like he actually stole it.
The whole jury was like, wait a second, where was the intent to steal?
So you found him not guilty?
So we found him not guilty, yeah. Yeah.
Good, because that was so ridiculous.
There were so many old dudes on this jury who were like, why are we here? Why wasn't this taken care of? They wasted the prosecutor's time, the defense attorney's time, the judge, all of us.
This is the weirdest reboot of 12 Angry Men ever.
It was, but we found this guy not, like, and I was really nervous because, bleeding heart liberal that I am, they start talking to us about the case ahead of time saying this is a robbery trial at a 7-Eleven. It's a 7-Eleven in my neighborhood that I don't go there a lot, but I've been there a few times. And I'm thinking, oh no, a robbery at a store where I've been in. Oh no, I'm gonna have, like, thinking there must have been a weapon involved, thinking I'm gonna, like, have to put somebody in jail and maybe feel guilty about it, like, what, you know, already having like a you know, a conflicted conscience over it to begin with. And then we hear the facts and it's like, wait, a $3 can of beer? Like, and if they had charged him with drunken public or simple assault or mm-hmm. anything like that, I would have said, oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the guy's testimony was that he was so drunk he can't remember even going into the store during that incident.
That's just, yeah. It's good police work there, Lou.
Well, the worst part of it was the security footage that we watched from the 7-Eleven wasn't from 7-Eleven.
Now, when they rolled out the TV, where you're like, yeah, it's TV day in class.
Well, in the courtroom, screens pop up. These screens popped up in front of the jury and in front of the judge and in front of everybody. Like, all these, like, there were like six monitors that pop up from like all over the place. And they couldn't get it to work when they were trying to show us the full video. But then later on, when they were doing the closing statements, the prosecutor got it to loop on the scene where it shows him grabbing the beer off the counter, showing how forceful it was.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it was just on loop, and it wasn't showing the whole thing. And they never said, once he put down the money, if he picked it back up or not.
Oh, okay.
The defense attorney didn't even bother bringing it up. The defense attorney did such a bad job, I thought we had to find him guilty of petty theft. I didn't realize we could find him not guilty altogether. Until, like, halfway through deliberating, and then we're like, wait a second. Not guilty. Yeah, that's what he is.
I've only been on a jury, like, once ever. This was, like, 20 years ago or something. Like, I had basically just registered to vote, and they're like, bam, you're in. We gotcha. And it was actually, like, I got a attempted murder manslaughter case.
Wow.
Basically, like, a guy, I want to say it was, like, his ex-wife, you know, I guess he thought that she was cheating on him or something like that. And so she was now living with this guy. And the guy got drunk and went over to the house and, like, had a shotgun and shot it. Like, and we were trying to determine whether or not he actually intended to kill them or just wanted to scare them or whatever. So, like, I think we ended up finding him guilty of attempted manslaughter rather than attempted murder because it's just...
Right.
They explained what the
serious.
Difference was.
I mean, yeah. It's still... And it's a violent charge because there's a gun involved.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, what I was saying about the security footage, though, they didn't take the actual, like, tape to make the video. What happened was the responding officer walked up to the monitor in 7-Eleven and recorded the footage with her body camera.
What?
Yeah.
So yeah, she just took a video of the video.
We watched a video of the video, and it wasn't even zoomed in on solely the monitor. Like, we could see the whole desk in the back of the 7-Eleven office with the computer sitting on it showing the...
That's sloppy as shit. That's like my grandma fucking not knowing how to use Facebook or something like that. That's the level of technology that is.
Right, right.
Just... Yeah. They've got to be able to download the files.
Right.
Like, I don't know, maybe they're just too lazy.
I feel like maybe 7-Eleven didn't want to stand up because the girl should not have chased him out of the store.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to. And she was only 19. Like, if he had been really, like, a really bad guy, she could have gotten really hurt. Like,
right.
You know?
God damn, you could take beer out of my store. My fucking 7-Eleven. They put me in charge. Just gonna stand there and protect it.
Not guilty. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been fun, you guys. Thank you for being on the show with me yet again.
Huzzah.
This show of justice, liberty, and truth stuff.
I might have more jury duty this month. If so, I'll have more stories, I hope.
Hopefully we're a better Justice League than Ben Affleck and
Martha.
Why did you say that name?
I find you guilty of making a boring movie.
If I'm on jury duty again,
wear a Wonder Woman shirt.
Should I just, like, yell out Martha in the middle of the courtroom?
Yes.
Justice.
Make sure there's a can of piss on the judge's desk.
Yes. Yes. Jar of piss. Grandma's peach tea.
Oh, See, the Martha jokes were something good to come out of 2016.
Yes, I did something really good on 2016. I was on a jury that found a guy innocent.
Good for you.
Yeah.
America!
Woo! Freedom!
All right. So, go to MouthyBroadcast.com, read our blogs and shit. We're at Facebook at MouthyBroadcast, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. 757-541-CUNT. Got it right this time.
Woo!
See you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Bye. That was great. That was a lot of fun.
Your mom's a lot of fun.
So how do your dad for me?
Awkward.
This sandwich tastes like your mom.